men don't like asking questions. We don't like saying, I don't know what to do here, can you help me? There are two phrases in there that we especially don't like, saying, I don't know, and can you help me? And we don't like it because it's humbling. And we don't like saying thank you to someone who does help us. We'd rather, in a strange way, go on making mistakes than ask somebody to come and help us stop making mistakes. We'd rather be in error than ask for advice. But we need to ask questions. We need to ask questions if we are to become true and godly Christian men. So where do we start? Well, we start with God. We ask God all our questions. We come into his presence in prayer. We come into his presence with his word, and we ask him questions. We ask him, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to be? Who do you want me to marry? What job will I do? How do I handle this situation? How do I manage this conflict? How can I help this person? What does this verse mean? What does this chapter mean? What does your providence mean? Start by asking God questions. Respectfully, humbly, of course, but go expectantly. He loves to teach the teachable. He loves to answer our questions. And sometimes he'll answer them in prayer, sometimes directly in his word, sometimes through providence, sometimes through one of his people. But he answers our questions. So ask God. Get in the habit of bringing your questions to God. Secondly, ask Dad. I read an article not so long ago that was entitled, YouTube is my father. And it was basically saying, you know, guys, we don't need our dads anymore. We just go to YouTube. We need help with the car. We need help with the plumbing. We no longer need to talk to our dads. Well, that's the world's way of doing things. God's way, generally speaking, is he's given us fathers. Ask him. And the result is you not only get answers, you get a better relationship as well. Thirdly, ask your pastor. Now, don't ask your pastor all the questions in the world. He's your pastor. He's concerned about your spiritual state. So ask him spiritual questions. He's not an agony aunt. And when you ask him, you know, email him a question. Say, look, pastor, there's no rush here. Take your time. So don't put extra pressure on him. But in time, he'll come back to you. Pastors love to answer questions from their members. So ask your pastor. Then ask other men in your congregation, especially mature, godly men. They have a wealth of experience. Build a relationship with them. Maybe ask one of your elders to go out for breakfast or lunch once a month or every 2 months. Some people call this mentoring. I call this common sense. Maybe build up some questions over some weeks and come and say, you know, let's really make use of this time together. Can you help me with these questions? And yeah, offer to pay for lunch as well. Don't always expect him to pay. So ask other men. Ask women. Yeah. Women have a lot of wisdom, especially intuitive wisdom. They see things more clearly than many men do. And especially ask the older, more mature women in your life and in your congregation. Some of them, they're more like Socrates in their wisdom. They might look old and grey and irrelevant, but they've been around the block. They know life. They probably have more wisdom in half of their brain than we ever will in our full brains. So ask women as well. Now notice, I haven't said ask your friends, your buddies. Why is that? Well, they're not tested. They're not proven. It's like a baby asking another baby how to walk. It's the blind leading the blind. You both fall into the ditch. So that's not your first port of call, and it's not your most reliable port of call. And when you get answers from people that contradict what you want or what you thought, I would give that answer special attention. Don't just reject it. Give it especially careful consideration that it actually might be right. The wisest people in the world that I've ever met have been great questioners. Not just when they're young, but right through their age. People even with grey hairs still are great questioners, and that's what makes them so wise. So if you learn how to ask questions at a young age, you will eventually accumulate such a wealth of wisdom and knowledge that people will ask you questions, and you might actually have something sensible to say to them then. Real men ask questions.